Good morning, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
I want to get a little bit of your background. Take me from high school to where you are now.
Okay, high school was just a couple years ago. No. Actually, I graduated from Fowlerville High School. So I'm a local girl. Mm-hmm. And from there, went on to get my bachelor's of science in nursing. So I'm also an RN. Then I went on to get my master's in management and have been in healthcare my entire career.
And what's interesting about what you do now, president and CEO of McLaren Health Plan, you were the first hire. Talk about that.
Yes, I was the first hire. It was back in 1998. Phil Incarnati, he's the president and CEO of McLaren Healthcare Corporation. He said, you know, I'd like to start an HMO. Looked around, and I was fortunate enough to be the one selected. So I actually got to be, yes, the first employee and started McLaren Health Plan.
Did you think you were crazy for taking a risk like that, going from where you came from?
I would say yes. I've been working in HMOs my entire, you know, professional career pretty much, and it was a very difficult challenge in 1998 to start an HMO. I even looked at Phil and said, okay, are you crazy? You know, all the other HMOs in, you know, throughout the state had been around for like 20, 30 years. Mm-hmm. He's like, sure, let's do it.
Is it a man's world, or is are women taking more leadership roles in this business?
I think that women are taking a lot more leadership roles. Years ago, when I was, again, I started at Blue Care Network. Mm-hmm. Back then, it was called Health Central mm-hmm. here in Lansing. Yes, the majority of the CEO roles and the leadership roles were held by men. But I would say today, there's a lot more women. Just look around Michigan.
How valuable is your healthcare background doing your duties from day to day?
I would say it absolutely helps because a huge component of being a health plan is the delivery of medical services, the healthcare services. So when we have like the chief medical officer and our vice president of health services don't have to explain too much to me when they're trying to talk about new initiatives, programs, how we're doing on quality results, things like that. I do understand.
Did you hire Ed Hardin?
Yes, I did.
Saddest day of your life.
Yes, I did.
Well, and I ask you that because McLaren has won a couple of awards recently, and the big one is via Modern Healthcare Magazine. Talk about that, and we're going to talk why that it's important. Actually, why you got the award and what it does for your business is a lot more important than the award. Talk about the award, though.
The award. We were just notified 2 weeks ago that we were selected by Modern Healthcare, which is a national, well-respected organization, that we were selected as one of the top 100 places to work, the best place to work in healthcare. And there were many, hundreds and hundreds of organizations and very great organizations across the nation vying for that, and we were selected.
And what does that mean beyond having a nice, pretty little statue and being able to put that on all your written material? What's that mean?
I think what it means for McLaren Health Plan is, first of all, we have the greatest, I believe, we have the greatest employees. They are incredible. They are so dedicated. They work every day. They are all about customer service, exceeding expectations. And this was, you're right, it's just a trophy, but it's a recognition, a national recognition of their efforts, their dedication. So this was really about the employees. I was so happy for them.
Well, before I let Ed chime in on this, because I know he wants to, why this is a big deal, and we're going to talk about this because this is going to help the managers and the owners and the business decision makers who listen to this program. Happy employees means a very productive business, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Research has shown that time and time again. Every great leader understands, again, an engaged employee, a happy employee, they will exceed the expectations for customer service, for their productivity.
Of what you do on a daily basis, how much of that, of your time in a day, is spent nurturing, teaching, building that work staff that you have?
I would say at least half of my day truly is the responsibility for me to mentor, to, you know, encourage employees, whether it's management staff or we call them key staff, to bring out the best in them. We encourage them to make independent decisions, use their, you know, their brains, take a risk.
And I think what was interesting, before this was even hot off the press, Ed was on the phone with me. We got to talk about this. This is a big deal, and it's not because of the award. It's because of how we care about our employees, how we treat our employees. And when you take care of your people, Ed, they're going to take care of your customers.
There's no question about it. And, you know, and I think one of the great aspects of Kathy's leadership is that every employee knows our commitment to the marketplace. And what that means for our employees is that they know tomorrow we're going to be here, next week we're going to be here, we're going to continue serving our customers for the, you know, well into the future. And when you have that sense of stability, you come into work with a great attitude, your decision-making process is very solid, and again, as Kathy said, it all equates to phenomenal customer service for our members.